us how Star Wars speed dating works and what gave you the idea for it.
Well, Star Wars and sci-fi speed dating is pretty simple. It's basic speed dating, and it started, there was a convention that tried speed dating, and it was so not fun and so poorly organized that people were getting up and leaving halfway through, and I was one of them. And then when Star Wars Celebration 5 came around in 2010, I submitted the idea online to them and emailed back and forth on logistics for a while. Finally, she said, why don't you just run it for us? The rest is kind of history, kind of just a giant accident.
Well, and that's how a lot of the best things come about. So are there any success stories you can tell us about, too, with this happy accident?
Yep. Just about a month ago, a couple got married, and I know JC and his girlfriend, who met at one of our later sessions, they're expecting a kid. We're at about 40 couples that are in serious relationships.
So if you only have the time to ask one question on a Star Wars speed date, what would a good question be to ask?
I think my question would be, did Han shoot first? And if they say no, next one, please.
One more quick speed dating question is, should you wear your costume to a speed dating session?
We've actually done a lot of studying, and we find that people who wear costumes in sessions have a way better return on getting contact info. Dressing up is encouraged.
Thanks to Ryan Glitch from Star Wars Speed Dating. There are 3 speed dating sessions on Saturday and numerous other events for Star Wars fans of all ages. Just go to StarWarsCelebration.com for all the details. May the Force be with you, and I'll see you out there.